From there, memories from my first body get boring for a while. We moved again. Bullies discovered what a delightfully easy target I was as soon as we moved, and I wasn't willing to use my newfound powers to hurt people, so I remained pretty easy to beat up. Despite hoping my dad would be proud of my self-control, I never told him about anything, because that would require confessing about that time with his computer and all of that. I thought he was on to me for a while, but he never said anything, so I didn't say anything either. That angle was unacceptable, unapproachable. What would he think of me? I couldn't bear the disappointment of even thinking about that, so I kept it my secret. Well, my I hoped it was secret. I found the helmet thing in the garbage later that same week I used it. I stared at it until my stomach churned with stress, frustration, and heartache. I hated feeling guilty and ashamed. How quaint. I'm rolling my eyes and noticing that I did that subconsciously, laugh at myself for making that observation, and continue reviewing my memories. I started practicing my powers in private, though, wondering whether or not I could do something useful with psionics if I really put my mind to it. I tried all sorts of stuff, ranging from changing the path of running water to pounding things really hard, like the dumpster, to shaking trees to make leaves fall. At the time, it surprised me that these activities created unexpected side effects. Given my research into neurosciences, I no longer find that so surprising. But at the time, I was nothing less than shocked to find myself listening to other people's thoughts from time to time. Not on purpose, mind you. I dispensed quite a bit of effort to stop whenever I noticed it happening, but to be honest, that was really hard. Like I said, I have an insatiable curiosity streak, and who doesn't wonder what other people secretly think?